You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
Back out with us today, we have Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dino basketball squad. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely, Coach. I know we're getting down to it. It's almost time for Christmas break. It's an exciting time for the kids, and I know sometimes it's even difficult for coaches to maybe maintain that focus. But last outing, Tuesday night, there was definitely no problems with focus. The girls came out defensively very strong early on, and it kind of carried them throughout.
They played really well. I was very pleased with what I saw. I thought they gave great effort, especially after coming off a pretty tough game Monday. And like you said, they had legs and they worked hard and they did what they were supposed to. They beat that team before, so they were very familiar with them and knew what they had to do.
You guys have played a lot of basketball, Coach, in such a short period of time. I mean, you go back to the game on Tuesday, it's December 15th, season starts on December 3rd, and there's already seven games. I mean, that you guys have under your belt, and so if you do the math, it's one of those times where it's just a lot of bull here and there. So with that being said, Coach, did you feel that maybe the legs could have been an issue in the game against Grantsville?
Their aggressive style of play was a big issue in how we played. We ended up with 30 turnovers in that game. The ironic thing about that was they had 32 turnovers. And so usually when you create that many turnovers, you expect to win. But they did a really good job of converting off of our turnovers, and we couldn't get the ball to fall against their turnovers. I felt like there was probably more fouls that needed to be called on them because they were way more aggressive, and there were a few times a couple of our players got slammed to the floor without a call, but we'll live with that. But I thought our girls learned a lot in that game, and our effort wasn't great at times, but it kept us in the game. It was turnovers that just kept killing us throughout the game, and at the most inopportune times, with less than 3.5 minutes to go, it's a 2-point game. You know, when we turn the ball over and they go down and hit a three on us, and then the floodgates kind of opened after that. So it's a little disappointing to see that happen, but it was a good learning experience for us.
Anytime you go toe-to-toe with a squad like Grantsville, Coach, it's kind of a gauge game for just where you're stacking up against 3A competition. We know they are one of the elite teams in 3A, and so with the girls to fight back and be in that situation and to right now have a record of 6-1, I'm sure you're happy with what you've seen so far.
Oh, absolutely. We've been in three tight games this year, and we've won two of them, so that really helps us a lot. We've done what we're supposed to do against the teams that we are obviously better than. And that helps to know that they can do that also. So, I felt disappointed that we lost on Monday, but I thought that was a really good game for us to see where we're at and what we got to do. And, we competed hard, I thought. We just didn't do the best job of taking care of the basketball, and that's what hurt us more than anything. So it's all fixable, which is nice. And they were, I think they were stunned that they lost, but in basketball, you're going to lose. The very next night after Grantsville plays us, they go to Delta and get blown out by 18. So that's, you just never know what's going to happen from night to night, especially this year when there's not a lot of time to practice. And that's the other issue is it was the only day that we could really play them, and I was a little hesitant to do it, but I felt like we needed the game, so we did it. It would have been nice to have a couple practices before we played them so we could be ready for that pressure that they put on us, but like I said, I was pleased with a lot of things I saw. I was just disappointed in how he didn't take care of the ball.
As far as what lies ahead for this team, Coach, when you take a look at everything, the Mountain Crest contest, and then after that, it's a couple of road games, Union, Duchesne, and then it's region play. And so such a very tight period of time. I mean, as far as the practice time is concerned, have you had adequate time to get prepared for what's ahead in region play?
I'll be honest with you, we haven't really had adequate time to get ready for anything this year. I mean, I felfelt so rushed over the start of this basketball season that, we practiced for one day, went Thanksgiving break, come back, we practiced for 3 days and go out to a tournament that we have three games in. It was just, everything was just thrown on us all at once. So it's I think we've all felt very rushed, every program in the state. But we're handling it well, and that's what I like the best about this team is, they're handling that pressure of having to rush through things very well. I mean, practices, we'll get what we what we can out of our practices, knowing that we're not going to have a lot of practices between games, because that's not going to basically happen the rest of the year, so the rest of the season. And the nice thing about that, just about every team in the state's in the same boat. So, well, we're probably all feeling a little bit anxious and sped up, but kids are resilient, and it's been fun to watch how well they've adjusted to this.
Yeah, Coach, as you mentioned, the kids adjusting and the girls being prepared to play without a lot of preparation, a couple of things come to mind, and that's culture in the program, right? I mean, you guys have had a lot of consistency with the coaching staff over several years now, and you look at the senior classes that you guys have had. I mean, I just think all that kind of goes into these girls being able to perform under these type of circumstances to the level that they have.
Right, and it's the younger girls that we're probably most worried about that are new to the program, and because they're not necessarily familiar with what we do offensively or defensively, and the amount of time that we spend is not necessarily the same amount of time that a lot of these kids actually get to spend in the gym and at the middle school level, but they're adjusting well as well. So the older girls are doing a good job of helping the other girls know what they need to do in drills and different things that we do in practice each day. And like I said, it's been a pleasure to watch. I was extremely nervous of what this team was going to turn out to be after what we did this summer. And in the summer, you know, we're coming fresh off of COVID. They haven't been in the gym, haven't really been able to do anything. And it was a little scary to watch us play this summer. But they've adjusted extremely well, and they've all, like I said, they've all done a fantastic job. So I couldn't be more proud of this group of young ladies.
Again, Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dinos, our guest right now. Coach, one more game, and then we go into the Christmas break. And as far as that 10-day gap where you guys will play December 19th and then you don't play again until December 29th, what are you able to do with the girls, and what do you expect of them during that time frame?
Well, with holiday plans and things that families have, that we're going to have some kids that are going to probably be gone with whatever their families are doing. So we're not going to meet again until the 28th. So we will give them that time off. I will probably have the gym open on a couple of days on Monday and Tuesday next week, that if any of them are around and they want to come in and shoot and do some running, they can do that. But we won't have an official practice until December 28th, when we can actually, after the moratorium's over with. But it's just, right now, nobody really knows what they can or can't do, because we don't want to get our kids exposed to anything that's going to shut our program down. So if I can keep them, you know, away from the gym for a while and with their families, and hopefully their families are choosing the right things to do with their family, so that they don't get exposed to this virus in any way, shape, or form, that'll be healthy for our team. And I feel comfortable with that. And they deserve a break, because they've been going hard for the last 3 weeks. And it's, like I said, it's been like we've been on a jet plane flying all over the place trying to get things accomplished.
Coach, I never put a lot of stock into rankings, but going into this week, you had the number 4th ranked team in the state, according to the Deseret News. Do you care about that at all? Is it a good gauge? Is it something that makes you smile, or do you just disregard rankings all the way around?
I think rankings are more for the kids to look at and say, well, look where we're at. You know, just a gauge for them to look at and see what other people think of them. For me, it's the RPI, I think, that's more important than the rankings of the Deseret News. However, the Deseret News pretty much was spot on all year last year with the rankings of the state tournament. And so I believe that they had, if I'm not mistaken, I think they had the top five pretty well picked. And that was the top five teams that finished in state. So they're generally pretty good. Jay Drew does a really good job up there, and but as far as, you know, anything can happen in any game. So rankings, sometimes you have to throw that out the window and just worry about how you're playing from game to game. And that's what I try to focus on, but I know other people look at that. Our biggest focus is where are we going to be at in the RPI, so we can get the best possible seed going into the state tournament.
Well, when you sit back, Coach, and you look at the girls over the course of the seven, eight games that you guys have played up to this point, what do you do really well that you know other teams have to prepare for?
I've been really impressed with our zone defense. Our kids have made it hard for teams to score on us. You know, the exception obviously being with Grantsville, but most of their points came off of transition layups because of our turnovers. So, you know, we got beat by 11 points in that game, and you take 10 of those turnovers away, we probably win that game by 5 or 10 points. So our half-court defense has been superb this year, and I think for as small as we are in a lot of areas on the court, we've actually done a really good job of rebounding also. And those are the two areas that we try to focus on as much as possible throughout the season is making sure that we're in the right positions with our defensive sets and making sure that we're crashing the boards. Offensively, we need to start shooting the ball a little bit better. We need to start hitting some of our easier baskets around the rim. And it would be nice if we could increase our outside shooting percentage. So that's one area that we definitely have to improve in. And our ball handling obviously has to be better. But as far as our defense goes, I've been very, very pleased with that.
I'll tell you, Coach, one of the things I'm impressed with, and this kind of goes away from the schematics, but when you look at what you guys have been able to accomplish, knowing that you rely on seniors, juniors, sophomores, and even freshmen, I don't know that there's too many varsity programs out there that can say that, especially 7-8 games into the season.
Well, everybody always says, well, you're young, you're young, you're young. And yes, we are. We're very young. We're very inexperienced. But are we really that inexperienced? These kids have been playing together for how many years? And they've played together at the middle school level. They've played together as freshmen and sophomores at the JV level. So they do know how to play with each other. The biggest adjustment was probably for McKenna having to play with a whole bunch of new players because she hasn't played with this group. She was always at the varsity level, and she's probably the one that's having the biggest adjustment, and she's done an awesome job of making that adjustment. So our youth is going to shine through at times, and we're going to make youthful mistakes, but we can fight through that if we have the right attitude. And like I said, I've been extremely pleased with how they've gelled, and you're right, we've relied on some nights 15 kids to play in the game, and that's been fun to watch.
Well, Coach, I always appreciate you taking out the time to join me on air. If I don't talk to you before the 25th, have a very Merry Christmas, and I know we'll catch up again really soon.
Well, and the same to you guys. Merry Christmas. Thanks for all you do for us. And to all those people out there that support us, listening to the radio broadcast or watching it, the live streams, thank you so much. These girls can feel your support, and someday we'll all get to be back together in the gym again.
Looking forward to that day, that's for sure. Coach, again, thank you so much.
Thank you.